All right. A lot going on, a lot to keep up with, that's for sure. I want to start here because I want to start with this whole, abortion conversation, because it has gone into places it doesn't belong. What do I mean by that? I mean that people are out of their lane. People are getting into the conversation from departments that they should not be in. Like Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, weighing in on abortion about, well, suggesting that blacks are often better off choosing abortion. Well, when Tim Scott, the black senator from South Carolina, saw that, he said, really? That's what you're going with? Listen to bite number 10. Go.
I could not believe my ears. She was responding to a question, so it was completely unprepared, unfiltered. And her response was to, in my opinion, provide a calloused approach and a solution, a remedy, for blacks living in poverty being abortion. And as a guy who was raised by a powerful, positive black woman in poverty, in a single-parent household, I know that sometimes broken places is where you find brilliance. I know that sometimes hard work and dedication and perseverance pays off handsomely. You and I both know that the truth of the story is the American journey continues to evolve in the right direction.
Yeah.
Really. And he's so right. Raised by a strong black woman, as he put it, his mother, obviously. And, you know, come on. Just crazy. And she's so far out of her lane. That's the other thing. So far out of her lane that she doesn't belong there, right? Absolutely does not belong there. And yet, that's where she ends up. And so she gets called out by Tim Scott, as she should. And that's just one of the other challenges we deal with. Nancy Pelosi, I believe, has also lost touch with reality. Why do I say that? Well, she's suggesting once again that the Abbott Labs shutdown in Michigan that the whistleblower put out there in September and then the FDA shut down the factory in February and nothing was done to protect the people. Well, she says that there should be people indicted, and she doesn't mean the FDA. Listen to this. Bite 11, it's absolute insanity.
When it comes to babies, it's the here and now and in this moment. I think that when all of this is done, I'm not associating my colleagues with what I'm going to say right now. I'm just saying it myself. I think there might be a need for indictment.
There might be a need for indictment. I see. There's an investigation. No direct connection that they can find between the product and people that got ill, right? That hasn't happened. And she says there should be indictments against whom exactly, Nancy? What kind of drugs are you on today? Whatever it is, she... Yeah. All right, and how about this? Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the interest rates are going to continue to go up until they feel they are where they need to be, which apparently is not yet. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, if you have interest rates in your credit card that can be adjusted if you miss one payment, be careful. They're going to drill you for that. Yes, they are. Listen to this. Bite number 12 from Chairman Powell.
Where we will go until we feel like we're at a place where we can, say, yes, financial conditions are in an appropriate place. We see inflation coming down. We'll go to that point, and there won't be any, you know, hesitation about that.
No hesitation about that. No, they're going to continue to crank up the interest rates, which, look, that affects all of us as well. On a day when we once again set the all-time record for average gas prices across America, We once again set the all-time gas prices, or diesel prices, I should say, across America. You know, it goes on every single day, and they don't care. That's the crazy thing. And they're going to crank up interest rates. Is that the plan? Crank up interest rates even more? That's what it sounds like, right? Sounds like that exactly, in fact, which will punish even more people. Which will make even more families struggle when they can't find formula. When the gas is so expensive, they have to make decisions on what they buy at the grocery store. All of these things become problematic, and it's crushing the American economy. And keep this in mind, as I've told you before, the inflation rate in America is 3 and 4 points higher than it is in Europe right now. Why? Because of terrible, terrible energy policies. That is the bottom line for what we're dealing with. Terrible energy policy. No other way around it. It is what it is. You can't make any excuses that would cover it any other way. There is no other baseline problem except energy. And energy in America, we need vast amounts of cheap energy to make America run. And when we don't have that, we end up with problems like we have right now. Runaway inflation, the cost of fuel at a place that people can barely tolerate it, that they can't afford to, even go to work much of the time. Bottom line. All right. I'm going to take a break here. We'll have some final thoughts on this day in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.